In Baghdad today, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki presented a 28-point national reconciliation plan that would provide amnesty for prisoners and insurgents. The offer, however, excludes terrorists and those who committed war crimes or crimes against humanity. But the plan did not contain new initiatives to deal with sectarian violence or a proposal on how al-Maliki plans to disband the militias. NPR's Jamie Tarabay is in Baghdad. Jamie, explain what's new in this reconciliation plan.
Well, it is pretty much everything that we've heard before in the lead-up to the actual release of the plan. It's very broad. There aren't a lot of specifics in terms of who would be included under an amnesty. There's no set timeline for when this is all going to begin. There are elements that involve things like a national dialogue council that's supposed to be established, and there's also an economic program that's to follow, and it's all part of this approach that Nouri al-Maliki is taking to try to bring back an element of stability to the country. It's off the back of the prisoner release program and the Baghdad security plan that he brought in not too long ago. But as I said, there's no actual timeline on when these things are actually going to get underway, and there's no specifics on who's going to be included in this amnesty or not. More so than what we've heard already, and there are discrepancies between what we're hearing from practically all the different politicians. One man's insurgent is another man's resistance fighter is another man's terrorist, and they're going to sit down in a committee in which the coalition officials are going to take part, and they're going to nut out the actual specifics of who will fall under these group, these categories, and who won't. But even the time of when this committee is going to sit down hasn't even been established yet.
Is the amnesty offer considered a win for the Sunnis? What did the Sunni leaders in parliament say about it?
Well, Adnan Al-Zulaymi, who is one of the leaders of the Sunni political party, was incredibly angry when he came out of the parliament session. He complained loudly and angrily about Shiite militias posing as security forces. They've taken over some mosques. He demanded the return of these mosques. He was very much complaining about these details that hadn't been worked out in this plan yet. And in terms of the militias, there's nothing there that addresses the problem. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has said from the very beginning, when he took over the leadership, that this was one of the things that he was going to address. And how is he going to, bring in the militias and integrate them into the security forces, and not in a wholesale way, which is something that the previous interior ministry was accused of doing. So none of these things have been detailed in this plan yet, and that's one of the things that Adnan Al-Zulaymi was complaining about today.
U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad held a news conference today. What did he say?
He was very much in the support of the plan. He said it was a very good initiative, and he said that the U.S. would do whatever it could to assure Nouri al-Maliki of their support. He also said again that everything that comes out in terms of the specifics would be in the context of each individual situation. He said that the decisions on who would be released and who would be included under amnesties would be based on individual judgments and individual decisions.
NPR's Jamie Tarabay by cell phone in Baghdad.